Halftime Show, presented by Ocean First Bank, taking care of our Jersey Shore neighbors since 1902 with extraordinary community banking. Ocean First Bank, member FDIC. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk.
And we welcome you back here from Brick Memorial High School. It is halftime at the home of the Stags with Hal on the road, leading this one 14-7. All of our scoring coming in the second quarter started off with a 15-yard touchdown run from Anthony Miller at the 10:32 mark of the second quarter with the extra point by Miller. Brick Memorial led 7-0. On the ensuing drive, and less than 2 minutes later, it was Ryan Davies finding Brandon Yeagle from 29 yards out. The extra point good there with 8:39 to go in the second quarter. Our score was tied. And then on the final play from scrimmage of the half, Davies again to Yeagle. This one from 2 yards out. Extra point by Hubs was good. 14-7. That is our score, guys, at the half with Hal leading it by 7.
And a pretty good first half of football. Really comes down to what? Howell had the ball 3 times, scored twice, drove downfield, fumbled on the 10-yard line with the other. Brick Memorial had the ball twice, scored once, other time drove into Howell territory before turning it over, gambling on fourth down, and turning it over on down. So certainly the offenses have dominated, and the punters have not gotten on the field yet.
Ed, any thoughts?
Well, I think in order for Memorial to win this game, they've got to change up a little bit on defense. That's an obvious statement. They only trail by 1 score. However, you know, let's face it, if Howell doesn't fumble on that first possession, they get in the end zone, then they're down 2. They have been unable to stop Howell at all, the passing game, and it's only obviously been the passing game, and that's all Howell wants to do. They will show you that run, you know, maybe once every 10 plays just to keep you honest inside. But Davey's certainly one of the top quarterbacks in the state, definitely in the Shore. And I think they've got to maybe send some outside pressure a little bit. It seems like when they have pressured Davies, he's had to scramble a little bit. And, you know, when they've sacked him a couple of times, but I think they've got to send a little bit more pressure and just take their chances in the secondary.
Kevin, I know you spoke a little bit before the game with Ryan's dad and head coach Corey Davies, and I was a bit surprised at this point of the year he hasn't really had any offers with the numbers and the arm that he has, but making that transition from this kind of offense to the college ranks, not the easiest thing to do because a lot of college quarterbacks have to run the football in order to be successful. That's not really his game, but he does have several schools that are looking at him. I had referenced Patriot and Ivy League type schools. I would imagine that would be the level he would try to gear himself toward as a pretty good student as well.
Yeah, what Corey had told me yesterday and then sort of reiterated some of those comments stated that Ryan is involved with Lehigh, Lafayette, Fordham, and Bucknell from the Patriot League, as well as Ivy League schools such as Penn, Dartmouth, Harvard, and Columbia. He recently had additional video requested by Boston College, and Stony Brook is also interested as well. So, I mean, those are some of the schools. And, again, I think, you know, you make the good point. Kind of his Achilles heel a little bit, and his father's own admission is he really needs to go to a school in which the quarterback is under the center or takes a direct snap. He doesn't want to be in those situations where the quarterback is expected to run, be an option kind of quarterback. That just doesn't suit him, and that's, you know, that kind of offense has become very popular now.
Especially at the college ranks. His type game is actually more, I'm not saying he's ever going to make that leap, his game is more suited towards a professional type offense where they like to throw the football and they don't rely on their quarterback to run as much as college offenses do.
Listen, only for the sake of analysis and comparison, to me, I watch them, they remind me of the New England Patriots, in which they really throw to run.
Yep.
And it's not deep downfield, only occasionally. Even Tom Brady does not throw deep downfield. You know, most of these are 10, 12-yard routes in which receivers just find a spot, and it's timing, it's from working together, and Davies has to trust the guys like Yeagle and Robinson and Craig that they're in the spot, and then he fires it.
One thing that I think we would all agree on is that if he's not playing somewhere college football at the Division One or what was the 1A, now the FCS level, I'd be shocked. I mean, someone is going to take a shot at him with the arm that he has and the potential that he has to be a pretty good quarterback.
I agree. I mean, he's very good. He's got nice size. He's a good-sized kid. You know, obviously he benefits from this offense. This has sort of been, you know, the rap a little bit on the Howell quarterbacks is they're all just system quarterbacks. You know, the Jimmy Ryans and guys like that. You know, but I still think you have to be. First of all, you have to be intelligent. We know he's intelligent. He's, you know, an Ivy League kind of kid, maybe. You have to know how to, you know, reads. It's all timing. You don't have to have, yes, you don't have to have a big arm, but you've got to have a pretty good arm and accuracy. And I said, Matt, I thought the stat that was really most impressive, 5 interceptions, 244 passes, and everybody knows you're throwing it almost every down.
Yep, and he's got 2 more touchdown passes tonight, 26 now on the season. We'll take a quick time out here. When we come back, we'll take you around the Shore Conference with some updated scores as they come in and look ahead to some possible state playoff matchups coming up next weekend. It is Howe 14, Brick Memorial 7. We step out and take a 3-minute timeout. We're back with more of the Halftime Show right after this on the Shore Sports Network.
Extraordinary community banking. That's what you'll find at Ocean First. Hi, I'm Vito Nardelli, president of Ocean First Bank, where we've been taking care of our customers throughout the Jersey Shore community for over 100 years. For generations of local families, for our neighborhood businesses, since 1902, it's what we do. Extraordinary community banking.
Call 1-888-OCEAN-33 or go to oceanfirst.com. Ocean First Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, equal opportunity lender.
Community, Kimball, and Monmouth Medical Centers are proud to support Jersey Shore High School sports. We know you play hard, but please, play safe. And if an injury does occur, know that our orthopedic sports medicine specialists are experts in the very latest minimally invasive techniques. To learn more about the great orthopedic care at Community, Kimball, and Monmouth Medical Centers, visit barnabashealth.org or call 888-724-7123.
IHOP, a family restaurant, is celebrating over 50 years of goodness. You'll enjoy breakfast, lunch, and dinner with experienced chefs, friendly managers, and great food. What else could you want for a great dining experience? Stop in and visit before or after your high school football game. IHOP in Toms River at 178 Route 37 East, at 941 Route 37 West, or on Route 72 in Manahawkin in the Stafford Square Mall. IHOP. Come hungry, leave happy.
Are you looking for Ocean County's one-stop outdoor resource? Look no further than the Jersey Paddler in Brick. All your favorite gear, hiking boots, dry suits, outdoor clothing, camping equipment, and more from the biggest names in the business. You still have plenty of time to enjoy the outdoors, and the Jersey Paddler in Brick is stocked with everything you need for the outdoor adventure of a lifetime. Visit the Jersey Paddler at the intersection of Route 88 and Route 70 in Brick, and online at jerseypaddler.com. The Jersey Paddler, everything connected with the outdoors.
Football season is in full swing at Baker's Water Street Grill, and now that there's a chill in the air, it's time to come in, sit by the fire, and enjoy Toms River's favorite hometown sports bar. With 21 HD TVs, there's not a bad seat in the house, and Baker's Water Street Grill is the place to be for all the action. There are drink and appetizer specials during all NFL games and weekly giveaways, plus there's Wi-Fi access for all you fantasy football fans. No need to wait for game day. Join them any day of the week for lunch, dinner, and the area's best happy hour. Baker's Water Street Grill, located on the water in downtown Toms River.
This is the Ocean First Bank Halftime Show, presented by Ocean First Bank, taking care of our Jersey Shore neighbors since 1902 with extraordinary community banking. Ocean First Bank, member FDIC, classic rock for the Jersey Shore, 105.7 The Hawk.
Back here from Brick Memorial High School, halftime along the way of our Friday night football game. We do it each and every week on the Shore Sports Network. And next week, as we are at the half here with Howe leading Brick Memorial 14-7, next week, guys, we'll move into the state playoffs, and we'll hopefully do a game each and every weekend up until that final weekend of the playoff season, that first weekend of December. And Kevin, among potentials, and Ed, you can certainly chime in, among potential matchups, we could have a few all-Shore matchups. Ed, is that correct throughout the different groups?
Well, it's possible we could have a couple of Shore matchups, one of them being in this Central Jersey Group 4 pitcher. If the Southern score holds up, that would probably knock Middletown North out. And depending on what Manalapan does, they are tied right now at 14 against Toms River North. But if Manalapan were to win, they would move up to the second spot. and a possible matchup with Brick Memorial. So, you know, that's up in the air. There's a possible matchup in Central Jersey Group 3 where Wall will probably be the number 2 seed, assuming they win this weekend, and match up with possibly Middletown South or Neptune, which could be a very tough matchup for the Knights, you know, and a pretty interesting game for sure area fans.
Well, I tell you what, some of those out-of-area Central Jersey teams, honestly, they just screw it up because they're never any threats to win it. And, you know, like Ed just said, now Wall could get the number 2 seed and draw Neptune or Middletown South. Neptune or Middletown South capable of beating any team in that bracket easily in some cases, you know.
I agree totally.
You know, but the Steinerts and the Woodbridges and the Allentowns, they're just not of that level. But they're going to probably be higher seeds than Neptune and Middletown South. And boy, you know, you're going to have you have the potential for a very good Shore Conference team to get bounced in the opening rounds.
It's unfortunate when things like that happen. I saw a tweet today from our buddy Scott Stump, and he was talking about Central Jersey Group 3. It was something ridiculous. 15 of the last 18 years, you know, Shore Conference teams have won that. I mean, it's you're right, Kevin, when you say the Mercer County schools and the Middlesex County schools, they basically just clog up the bracket.
Yeah, really.
I mean, you'd be better off with a
4 Shore teams
yeah,
and play two
and just,
games.
And just play it out.
I'll tell you, we got something interesting, Matt. Ed and I talking to Corey Davies, the Howell coach, in the beginning, before the game. You know, he said he loves the consolation game because with Thanksgiving, you certainly wouldn't want tonight to be your last game to Thanksgiving. And he said, and it's all about the kids playing. They get to play another game. He said, hey, as far as I'm concerned, start playing right after Labor Day. No bye weeks. Play 12 games, and let's have a Shore Conference tournament. I'd be happy as heck with that.
That'd be great.
And, you know, I have always said.
We've been pushing for that for years.
I have always said that I cannot imagine that a Shore Conference football tournament would not be much bigger than the current state players we have for most of the teams involved. I mean, you're going to have games next week. We've talked about this. You know, you're going to have I'm going to try and pick one. You know, could be a
– Well, you may have a West Windsor South versus Brick Memorial.
And I'm going to tell you right now, nobody outside of those direct football teams, nobody will care one bit about that, including most of the students.
You got that
You know,
right.
That's – you know. Now, look, you do get lucky – and there have been phenomenal games. You know, we always point to the Brick Memorial, Jackson Memorial game at Rutgers a few years ago. You know, maybe among the greatest games ever played in the Shore in a state final. So you do have them, but unfortunately, I think we'd all agree they're the exception rather than the norm. But I guess this is just wasted time because we know it's not going to happen. What we should do, though, Matt, is maybe go around the Shore a little bit and try and update some of these scores at halftime of our game.
We could certainly do that. Our score, of course, is Howe leading Brick Memorial 14-7, the latest of some of the scores going up and via the Twitter ad right now. Toms River South leading Pinelands 55-0. That game is at the half.
I believe that's 30,
no,
35.
No, it's 55.
Oh, it is 55 now?
Yep.
Holy cow.
Wow.
Also, Long Branch leading Raritan. That game already in the fourth quarter, 31-0. Manalapan and Toms River North all tied at 14. Jackson Memorial leading Freehold Township 38-0. Middletown South up over Lacey 28-0. And Point Barrow leading Manchester 21-0. Those are among the latest scores that we had. Toss-in Point Beach up at the half over Spotswood 24-0. That's kind of the most up-to-date scores that we can pass along to.
Jackson over Freehold 30.
Gave that.
Oh, you gave that. I'm sorry. I just got a score, the Toms River North Manalapan game, 21-14 at the half, but the person didn't tell me who has the 21, so I'm waiting to hear back from them.
We'll take a timeout here, and when we come back, a couple thoughts on this one as we'll get you set for the start of half number 2. It is Howe 14, Brick Memorial 7. 3-minute break. We're back with more of the halftime show right after this on the Shore Sports Network.
Gateway Toyota Scion is proud to be a part of the Jersey Shore community and a sponsor of tonight's high school sports coverage. Gateway's community involvement includes such programs as Ocean County VestaCop, Lacey Rescue Squad, sponsorship of the local Little League, high school athletic departments, high school booster clubs, and much more. Once again, good luck to all the high school athletes from Gateway Toyota Scion. Gateway Toyota Scion, Route 37 in Toms River. As they say, we love to help.
Community, Kimball, and Monmouth Medical Centers are proud to support Jersey Shore High School sports. We know you play hard, but please, play safe. And if an injury does occur, know that our orthopedic sports medicine specialists are experts in the very latest minimally invasive techniques. To learn more about the great orthopedic care at Community, Kimball, and Monmouth Medical Centers, visit barnabashealth.org or call 888-724-7123.
If you're injured during a sporting event, wouldn't you feel better if your physical therapist knew exactly what it takes to get you back in the game? Whether you're a weekend warrior or a competing athlete, the physical therapists at Atlantic Physical Therapy Center are focused on returning you to optimal levels of performance. Atlantic Physical Therapy Center has the expertise, compassion, and enthusiasm to get you back in the game without losing a step. Atlantic Physical Therapy Center, with offices in Toms River, Manchester, Whiting, Freehold, Shrewsbury, and Little Egg Harbor. Go to AtlanticPTCenter.com and Facebook to learn more and to find the office closest to you.
Gateway Toyota Scion is proud to be a part of the Jersey Shore community and a sponsor of tonight's high school sports coverage. Gateway's community involvement includes such programs as Ocean County VestaCop, Lacey Rescue Squad, sponsorship of the local Little League, high school athletic departments, high school booster clubs, and much more. Once again, good luck to all the high school athletes from Gateway Toyota Scion. Gateway Toyota Scion, Route 37 in Toms River. As they say, we love to help.
New vehicles do more than just move us.
They keep us connected.
They keep us on the right road.
Find a Bridgestone tire retailer.
Go 3 miles to...
Get the best prices of the season today on Bridgestone Tires.
The Bridgestone Tire Sale ends soon.
Let the tire experts at Bayville Auto Care make sure you're safe for the upcoming winter driving season. Stop by and see them today on Route 9 in Bayville and save $35 off any set of Bridgestone tires. Bayville Auto Care, expert repairs with personal service.
This is the Ocean First Bank Halftime Show, presented by Ocean First Bank, taking care of our Jersey Shore neighbors since 1902 with extraordinary community banking. Ocean First Bank, member FDIC, classic rock for the Jersey Shore, 105.7 The Hawk.